Matthew Lawrence. Your 8:03 tea time every Sunday morning right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at RealLaro5. Today's show is brought to you by French Lick Resorts, Man O' War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Play Golf Lexington, and Edwin Watts Golf. Now let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Whack down the fairway. Smack down the fairway. That was me yesterday. Hello, Perry French, Perry French.
Good morning, Matthew Lawrence.
Good morning. To this special PGA Championship Sunday morning edition of Backspin Golf.
That's right. Last major of the year.
Yeah.
This year.
And you know what? We'll talk about this. Next year.
It's the first major of the year. Second major of the year.
Yeah. In May next year.
Right.
And according to how many shirts Tiger Woods wore yesterday, it's probably a good thing they're playing. You shouldn't be in St. Louis in August.
No question. Let's start there. Well, that is the true, why did you decide to go there and play this event in August when obviously the weather is the worst case scenario of humid. The golf course has been struggling for 2 years. You know, the story has been, can Belrive host this? Is it going to be PGA ready? And they've, quite frankly, it's amazing how it is holding up, and it seems to be playing pretty well.
But they've had, I think, either Wednesday or Thursday, I was watching stuff, naturally, and they've had like 90 days in a row of plus 90-degree weather. It's not 90, but it's something like 39 days in a row with 90-degree temperature.
Belrive is a historic place in the game of golf, and the PGA likes to visit historic places.
Yeah, but how many historic places are there? Are there more than like four?
So it's one of those things that there's no answer for, except they're playing this week. We got one more day, and hopefully it'll be a shootout like we expect, then we'll worry about the PGA next year in your home state,
my home state.
Bethpage Black hosting it.
That's correct. Back to the public golf course that we do. Have you ever played Bethpage?
No.
I haven't either.
That's going to be on my bucket list to try to go out and get my, you know.
Well, let's play it together. Let's go. Easy flight to New York. We'll go up on a Friday night one night.
We'll sit out in the parking lot.
The best part of it is guys lined up in their cars. There is an apparatus in the parking lot there, a long tube with golf balls in it with numbers printed on the golf ball. Guys sit there from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then once, at whatever time it is, like 3 a.m, they let you pull a ball. And you pull up to that, you pull a ball, it tells you what your tee time is, what the number is.
All right.
And got like this line of cars like going into Dunkin' Donuts in the morning in the drive-through, and that's their lottery system. It is, and that golf course is a monster.
Right. It's when the warning sign on the first tee, and I say the warning sign says this golf course is for highly skilled golfers.
That's a way.
Of course, there's three other courses there as well. There's red and black, I know for sure, and there's one other course, I think. So the skill level changes, but nobody wants to play the other ones.
Exactly.
As golfers, we always want to play that toughest challenge and see if we can at least...
And the one that they play the PGA or the Open on Ryder Cup or the whatever.
And that's the attraction of golf, that you can actually play the venues that the best players in the world have played on, and that's...
I've played those courses.
Yeah.
I've played Cypress Point.
Yeah, well, they don't...
Cypress Point
never hosted a PGA Tour.
No, but it's the same as Pebble Beach. I mean, it's Pebble Beach. It's tougher to get on than any place but Augusta, maybe.
Right.
I've been there. Yeah. Anyway, good morning, Chris Mascaro. Always listens, always supports us, always tells people that he's listening to us every Sunday morning at 8:03.
Good morning.
Has a great podcast of his own, Next on the Tee.
Nice.
And Chris, you'll have to get Perry French on. I'm just saying. Because there's no better analyst/comedian in the world than Perry French. Anyway, okay. We got 20 guys within right. 6 shots of the lead.
Yep.
20. Does it matter? Because my thought is, no, it doesn't. There are some great names here.
Oh, the names are phenomenal.
Yeah. But is anybody going to be able to catch Koepka?
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
But it's not the guys that at 6. I think 8 at where Tiger and groups are, that's it. You know, Justin Thomas, that player. The golf course setup today will be a huge factor in whether Koepka can get it to 15. He seems to be playing extremely well, even though he had a little bit of a hiccup on the back nine yesterday.
He actually let, I thought, when it happened, I thought he let, wait a minute, he's letting some guys in here.
Well, yeah, because if he
could, I thought he was going to finish like 14 yesterday.
He finishes 14 and the eights are out, in my opinion.
Right.
It's down to a 2 or 3.
Yeah, and he's at 12, race. And I think lucky to be at 12. It could have been worse.
That up and down he made.
That ball that he had in at the root of the tree, at the base of the tree.
Well, he makes that up and down for bogey.
Right.
After taking the unplayable. And then the putt he makes on the next hole for a comeback putt for a par. You know, those are 2 shots that could be a 3
That's
shot.
That's why I don't think he's losing.
No, he has no problem pulling out and finishing a major championship.
No, he has.
We know that.
This would be his third major in the last 14 months.
And his of a third major win with a total of 4 PGA Tour victories.
Correct. So he has one other win and it would be 3 majors.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's, with the fact that he's got a 2-shot lead, I think he's certainly the favorite to finish this thing off. Adam Scott, this is an interesting play.
Nobody's talking about Adam Scott. I mean, they are.
Who has talked about him? But we haven't seen him for 2 years.
Yeah. I hate him, by the way.
Well, don't say hate.
Oh, I hate him.
Jared Lyle,
he's too good looking.
Losing his battle.
He's too great a guy. He's too good a golfer. I hate him. He's one of those guys.
When Adam Scott came out, he was the darling. He was the model swing mode.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was all about his and it still is. It's very technique-esque. You know, he's got all the technique and hits it and has, you know, says all the right things. And now he may be playing a little bit harder inside with the passing of Gerald Lyle. And I think he's got a little bit of an emotional edge. But he also, when I listen to him talk, and they've talked to him the last couple of days, he talks about, you know, really needing to shoot that 64. And he says, I have that in me. The I have that in me statement. And it came through yesterday with a 65.
Back-to-back 65.
Right. And so there's a guy who's on a mission with that confidence to pull off, and I quite frankly, it's between him and Koepka. I think this two guys playing really well.
I would agree.
The
They're playing together.
Ricky's good. He's playing well, but it's just been kind of, you know. He's 9 under.
But that's Ricky.
In majors, that's crazy.
I know. We all
play.
Want him to win. We all want him to win a first major. All of us.
I just don't see it.
Even Mikey Cameron.
Yes, he thought he was going to win on Thursday.
Well, No, that was the funniest because Ricky, after
jumped into
16
the lead.
Holes, he had a 1-shot, and Ricky Fowler takes the lead. And I'm going, it's the 16th hole on Thursday, you idiots. Are you kidding me? Now, he's still
only
right there.
More to go.
He's 3 shots back.
No, he's 3 shots back.
He can fire a 62 today and do it, and it would be awesome.
I don't see 62 or 3 in the car. I think 65... it will be a great score. I think they're going to set the golf course up tougher.
Right.
17 won't be as gettable as a par 5. Right. They were all knocking on.
Yeah.
It's going to be back that 30 extra yards.
Yeah, so they'll be hitting 5 iron instead of 9 iron in on their second shot.
They were from 230 yesterday, hitting hybrids and long irons. So it'll be at 260. Not unreachable, but certainly a greater challenge. And I think that'll be a pivotal hole at the end of the tournament just because – the length and that it's gettable if you really crunch one. I don't know how the golf course is going to play. It should dry out a little bit more from yesterday.
Yeah, but
still going to be soft. It's going to be bomb and gouge, and you know the ball's going to
say that again.
It's going to be a bomb and gouge.
Bomb and gouge, folks. That's a PGA professional term spoken by a PGA professional.
No,
I'm going to use that. By the way,
it's still that you see tee shots fly out there and literally go 1 foot from where they land, and they've flown 315 yards.
Right.
That's a soft golf course.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and the greens.
And it also makes, we saw a couple of shots, and Adam Scott was the benefit of one. Left rough and it hit and stayed in the shortcut.
The primary cut.
And it didn't go into the right. And he got, you know, was able to get the club on the ball. And that's a big difference. That's going to be the case. You're going to see a drive or two that's going to cost somebody the championship.
Because it's in the big rough.
The big rough is the only defense this golf course has.
Correct. That and pin placements. But here's the thing about this golf course, too. The greens are like football fields.
They're monstrous.
Okay. And, this one. And I don't get... When can I ever watch a sporting event where I can actually have the volume on the TV? It's absurd. I don't want to hear Gary McCord's crap. He's not funny. Okay? He's not funny. They called Shane Lowry. How long has Shane Lowry been a recognizable golfer to people?
Half a dozen years.
Okay. Yeah. Steve Lowry, McCord called him twice yesterday in the midst of his trying to be funny.
Well, they put S in front of it, so the announcers have to guess his name. Steve or Shane.
I am just saying.
Sean.
Anyway, the greens.
Yeah, they're big.
This green has three levels and four quadrants and all. Okay, here's the thing. If the pin is tucked all the way on the left, it's a sucker pin. You don't want to be in the rough chipping to that pin. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, those greens, if your distance control is good and you have, it's like Koepka was talking about yesterday. I believe on one, they were all hitting long irons and they had 170 yards in. They wanted to get it in the fairway and they won. Koepka just pulls his driver. He's got 90 yards in. He makes birdie.
Monstrous
drive. If those guys are out there, they can fire at those flags. The greens are so soft.
Well, that is certainly true that the softness of the greens makes it more attractive for them to go to tighter pins.
Right.
Because you don't have the ball landing 5 feet from the pin and then releasing and falling into the back rough. It's going to hit and pretty much hold.
Right.
You mentioned Koepka's drive on one yesterday to stand up in that tee and just absolutely strike
one
330
yards.
We call it
piping one.
Oh, stripe.
Yeah, but the
lay person?
No, I'm not a lay person. I'm a semi-professional.
The fact of the matter is, with the golf course being that soft, you can try to hit it into that narrow an area because the ball's not going to, if you're a little left, it's not going to jump into trouble.
Right.
So they're trying to carry the bunkers and thread the needle, if you will, with some shots because of that softness. So, again, course setup today will be a huge factor on the ability to take that aggressive line with the driver. And I would guess it's going to play very similar to yesterday, especially yesterday afternoon, which we saw. The golf course would be a little better shape on the greens because of all the rounds that were walked on it yesterday with the extra holes being played. So should be a little better today for the later guys putting, which I'm surprised they've held up as well just because they're so soft. And you mentioned the pitch shots, the short side pitches. We've played golf courses that are soft. I mean, these guys, when they hit the trajectory of the shot, that ball, it's just dead when it lands. Yeah. They're flopping the ball within 2 or 3 foot of the hole, and it rolls a foot past.
I know.
It's not going 10 feet.
Yeah.
So it changes that short side shot. You've got more green to work with when you can land it closer to the pin.
Yes.
And not have it go 10 feet by
instead
of having to land it 7 or 8 feet short. And, then you bring the rough into play and the
ball. So it's not as big a deal when they say he short-sided himself.
Not this
week.
This particular week because, again, the greens are soft enough where they're hitting the flop shot, the short pitch that literally is almost – it's making a ball mark.
Yeah.
And that's a huge difference to how these guys are playing those shots.
So. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, special guest Keith Hirschland will join us. Many, many, many years producer at the Golf Channel. Very, obviously, very knowledgeable about golf. But I want to talk to him, as I always like to do, about the TV production, the announcers, the shots, the fact that, I don't know, every day. We had a guy, Tony Finau, the other day, birdied 7 of his first 8 holes, and nobody saw any of it. None of it.
Well, that's,
anyway, we'll talk to Keith about that, and he always has some lukewarm views. Anyway, maybe a couple other special guests calling in during this edition of Backspin Golf. Thanks to Sean for getting up early. He doesn't like to do that.
Sean.
Thanks to you for being here as always. Thanks to Chris Mascaro and everybody, all of you listening on this PGA Championship Sunday. Last major of the year. You have to say that,
right? That's right.
The last major of the year. for the last time on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
When you were a kid, you loved video games. Now that you're over 21, you love craft beer, good bourbon, and video games.
Gotcha!
We put them all together. Arcadium. It's all fun and games here. Arcadium is the best location in Kentucky to experience craft beer, handcrafted drinks, and your favorite old-school video games. Plus, the best top-shelf bourbon selection in the area at the fairest prices. Arcadium. Follow on Twitter and Instagram on the corner of North Lime and 6th.
Hello, this is Mark Yates, Lexington Market President for Citizens Commerce Bank. Citizens Commerce has been providing the best banking products and services available in Central Kentucky for the past 20 years. Now, we are pleased to announce we are opening a new location in Lexington. We will be located at 4097 Nichols Park Drive near the intersection of Nicholasville Road and Man of War. At Citizens Commerce, we make decisions locally and spend more time with our clients. Expect us to know you by name as you become our business partner. Stop by our new location to discuss your banking needs and learn how Citizens Commerce takes service to a new level. You will love our personal service and low fees. So come in and talk to one of our friendly banking professionals today.
Hello, this is Michelle Oxley, President and CEO of Citizens Commerce, inviting you to visit us at our Lexington Banking Center. We know changing banks can be hard. Make sure you only have to do it once. Switch one time for a lifetime of service.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops and take the Great Big Bertha Challenge. Get fit for the new Callaway Great Big Bertha and test it against your current driver now through September 27th. And the player with the most yards gained will win 4 dozen Callaway golf balls. All challengers will be entered into a drawing to win one of five $500 gift cards. No purchase necessary. One entry per person. See store for details. Visit Edwin Watts Golf in Lexington at 3024 Richmond Road and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
All right, listen up. Man of War Golf, best practice facility anywhere. But let's talk about custom club fitting. Man of War Golf is a top 100 club fitter in America as voted by Golf Digest. Hit it longer, help fix your slice or hook, shoot lower scores, get clubs fit for your swing by our PGA professionals. Hit real balls off great grass tees and see the ball fly through the air, not into a net. Visit the golf improvement experts at Man of War Golf.
Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort, the only place in the country where you can play courses by two Hall of Fame designers on the same property. Our Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses offer two very different challenges. Experience them both and save with our Hall of Fame package. Our two historic hotels are unique as well. Cap it off with a fun visit to the French Lick Casino. Check us out online at FrenchLick.com. Bring a group and save even more. Play legendary golf this season at French Lick Resort.
Hi, this is Jenny, benevolent dictator at the Botany Bay. And back to school means back to the Bay. We got old stuff, we got new stuff, we got the coolest crew on the planet, we'll have stuff on sale. We have things to do stuff with that you like. Things like flow toys, disc golf, body jewelry, and all the smoking accessories that you always know you're going to find. Come and see us at 420 East New Circle Road or 980 Commercial Drive in Richmond. Or give us a call at 225-HEMP. When it comes to back to school, Botany Bay gets an A+. Maybe a B-.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.
Perry, you need to calm down a little bit. During the break, we got off of golf and the PGA Championship and just talk Yankees for a minute because you're a Yankees fan. Just calm down.
Okay, I'm
I didn't
to.
Mean to get you riled
Coffee
up.
Coffee kicked in early there.
Okay, all right.
I'm good.
Okay, let's get back to golf.
Golf's much more serene.
You've played with me. That's not necessarily true.
Well, with you, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, no, it's not. True. But with most people, it
golf
is.
Golf is more exciting with you. You just
Isn't
never know.
It
is. You just never know when there's going to be a call from the fairway or the rough or the bunker.
Yeah, true. I know. Sean's pointing to the phone. I know. I forget things sometimes, but not Keith Hirschland. I would never forget
Absolutely.
That. Welcome back, everybody. Backspin Golf here. PGA Championship Sunday. Joining us now, my buddy, my good friend, Keith Hirschland, for many years, the main guy at the Golf Channel, not only incredibly knowledgeable about golf, but an award-winning author as well, with three books, all of them different, all of them great. We'll talk about those in a minute. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, my friend. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Keith.
We're good. We're excited about this PGA Championship Sunday. Now, one of the things Perry even said when I told him you were going to call, he said he was on, I think we talked to him during the Masters on Sunday. I said, because rather than me yelling at the TV all the time because it's on mute and other stuff, I like to talk to you about it because you're the one who knows about this stuff, about broadcasts and how they do a broadcast of it. Where do we even start with this TNT coverage of the final major when all day, it doesn't go on till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. All day, a series called Supernatural is on TNT.
Yeah.
Why?
I was surprised they came on yesterday morning. I was actually expecting them not to, and so I was pleasantly surprised that they obviously, I mean, for various reasons, one of them being that Tiger was,
yes,
you know, had 12 holes to play or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
You know, that was a pleasant surprise. But I have to start out by saying I'm troubled, Matthew and Perry. I'm troubled today, and I want you to help me.
Okay.
Because now, as a producer, when we put on leaderboards, first pages of leaderboards or any page of the leaderboard, the producer has the discretion to put whatever player in whatever order of score he wants to.
And we do that
liberally.
Okay, wait. Before you even go on, this is great because I always thought there was some formula, like what hole or something, that determined a leaderboard.
Well, there is. There is, technically.
Yeah.
It's whoever has played the most holes.
Right.
At that score,
okay,
is higher up on the computer scoring leaderboard.
Okay.
That computer scoring leaderboard gets fed into the TV truck's graphics.
Yeah.
And then it's manipulated by the TV producers who say, and I was one of them, who says, put Tiger at the top of his number.
Exactly.
I don't care where he is on the golf course. Or, you know, if there was another guy I liked. You know, put that guy ahead of everybody else at that number just because I like him.
Yeah.
You know? So we do that. Now, here's why I'm troubled.
Okay.
There is, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe the PGA of America doesn't do this.
No, you're not wrong.
I've never heard of it before.
Yeah.
But traditionally, it's first in, as far as tee times are concerned.
Right.
First in, last out.
Right.
So the player that finishes first at a score is then paired according to that score. He will be the last person from that score out on the golf course.
Okay.
Now, yesterday,
Stewart
Cink and Tiger Woods tied at -8.
Right.
Stewart Cink tapped in, finished his round before Tiger Woods tapped in and finished his round. But today, Tiger's in the third-to-last group with Gary Woodland, and Stewart Cink is in the fourth-to-last group. When everything that I've ever known with tours and the USGA and the Masters and tee times, and CBS even went off the air yesterday showing the last four groups.
Yeah.
And they had Tiger paired with Jason Day, which is where he should be paired.
Right.
In the fourth-to-last group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I see today the tee times, and Tiger's in the third-to-last group. Is that because the PGA of America wants Tiger in the third to last group? Or do they not do first in, last out? I don't get it.
All right. Well, now we're sitting here with a member of the PGA of America. And one of the highest ranking ones. Well, to me, you are. Anyway.
Well, I have not sat in a major committee tournament operations, but in tournament operations, obviously Keith's 100% correct. It's by posting. The only thing I would say in this defense is,
there is no defense.
It's Tiger Woods. It's Tiger Woods. And they were playing together. So technically they both posted their scores when they turned their scores in at the same time, even though a tap in was completed before Tiger finished his round. So you're being ultra technical as a director would be, a producer. But I'm saying that's, I think that was the choice, and it was arbitrary. And Listen, we were talking at the golf course yesterday about the upcoming Ryder Cup, and it was, you know, who's going to be. I don't mean to diverse here, but
no.
You know, is Tiger going to make the Ryder Cup? I said, are you kidding me?
Of course he is.
Sure he is.
The
TV producers or the TV, you have to pick Tiger Woods. Of course. I don't care if he plays but one time, as long as he's on the team playing this year. So I think that's a good point. But
and quite frankly, I think he was on the team regardless of how he played this week.
That's a great point.
Just solidified that.
Yeah. Exactly. He has solidified that aspect
now,
of it. So
here's an interesting little fact. Thank you, Mr. PGA of America. No, here's an interesting fact. Yesterday, somebody got in his private plane and went home. Missed the cut. And for the first time since 1993, Phil Mickelson will not be an automatic Ryder Cup player. First time since 1993. Yeah.
And I think he needs to assume the role as associate captain.
Vice captain. Hey, I'm a Ryder Cup committee member. It's called vice captain.
And he should do that this year because
yes,
that's where he belongs.
I agree.
Playing well.
So who? Now, Keith, we're really diverting here. But so they get four captain's picks,
sure.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So Tiger, two. Tony Finau. Played for 2 days with Jim Furyk, the Ryder Cup captain.
He made 10 birdies on Friday.
That's a pretty good statement about, maybe in best ball I'd be pretty good.
I think I can make some birdies.
Yeah. So, but who else? I mean, we'll know more by the end of today.
Today is certainly the.
So, you know, I mean, Kevin Kisner is right there. I mean, he's played beautifully in major championships. Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys that's going to be a great alternate shot, you know, foursomes guy. Because he hits it straight.
He's a great bulldog.
He may qualify in points, though.
Right,
sure. What he does today. So.
Right.
Who else is right there? I don't think he picks Bryson DeChambeau.
I
just think that chemistry, and I think that he looks at that and says that this guy... You know, is this guy a good locker room, team room guy? And I'm not sure as good a player as he is. I'm not sure he's
Xander Schauffele
social.
I will boycott the Ryder Cup if Bryson DeChambeau is on that team. I'm just telling you.
I'm liking Xander Schauffele. I think he's a player that, and you know, you mentioned the personality piece of that puzzle. If Webb Simpson plays really well today, I think he's a good personality.
Yeah,
for the team.
I would agree.
You know, I don't know if he'd play maybe two times on the Ryder Cup like he did at Medina, but I think I think you want that chemistry piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And he's another guy that just hits it mostly dead straight. And he's putting better now, so I think he'd be good. I wish that I could see Phil being that guy that takes the high road and says, you know what, I'm just not playing good enough, and there are better guys out there than me that should be on this team. I just don't see it.
I think he needed to play well this week.
Going to pick him.
Yeah.
And he's going to accept, and we're going to deal with it.
Because, we're talking about Tiger and Phil maybe pairing together as love fest they've had this year.
Oh, stop. No. All right, all right. Is anybody going to beat Koepka today? What's your pick?
Well, I'm never right. So, would you like me to?
Sure.
I don't think so. I think it's just that golf course is so soft that, you know, he got into a little bit of trouble yesterday with bogeys at 14 and 15, but then made a huge par save at 16. And then that 17 is just an automatic. That's a par four for him.
Right.
Exactly.
I just, you know, he hits it so far, and he's so good, and he's so good in these. You know, I mean, he's proven himself to be this. You know, kind of unflappable major championship, presence.
Yeah.
Now, even though it's only been a couple of years, but I don't see it. I don't. Who? Adam Scott? I mean, is Adam Scott going to really? You know.
Well, maybe.
He could.
And Perry made a really good point before. Jared Lyle's passing, which was incredibly sad this week.
Yep.
Adam Scott actually said yesterday, they asked him how much would it mean to you to be able to, he couldn't even put it into words, really.
Yeah.
Sometimes the game of golf
That's a huge deal. You're right.
Sometimes the game of golf, things happen and you just go, it was meant to be. Maybe this is one of those days. I'm going to say this too, while I have both of you here. And there's no reason for it, but I'm not a big Brooks Koepka fan.
Yeah.
I mean, he is an incredible talent. But I don't like the way he walks down the fairway. I don't like
that. He looks like a football player.
I don't like that he has 2% body fat. He is totally unemotional, which is against everything that I am and golf is to me. Totally.
I agree.
And really, he's not – there's nothing to say about the guy that's bad, but I'm just not into him. I hope somebody else wins.
If you look at the list of challengers that are, you know, who's going to have to shoot low and he's going to have to shoot even par, you know, an even par was set up today could be something he could shoot, a couple of birdies, a couple of bogeys. You know, can Ricky get that round going? John Rahm sitting there at 9 under par, you know.
Somebody
and,
could
you know,
post.
Tiger's got to go from 8 to 12 just to, you know, from an even par.
Tiger's not winning, and I'm the biggest Tiger. I'm just saying.
But, you know, look at the rest of the guys at 8. Jason Day, Justin Thomas. You know, these are guys that could get it going, but they got to shoot 6. They got to shoot 6.
If Tiger had gotten it to 10, I would, you know. Yes. I still think that he probably still wasn't going to win. But now, you know, starting out 4 back.
Yeah.
Against Koepka and I, you know, Ricky is. I think
who doesn't
the
want
world
him?
Would love Ricky Fowler to win, but now he's hurt. I mean, apparently this oblique issue is more serious than we thought in the beginning. So
he just got engaged, by the way, too.
Well,
Ricky, good for him.
I think Ricky's again a fan favorite, but. Like you say, can he close the deal, giving up, you know, trying to come from 3 back?
I kind of
look
hurt
at this. By the time we hit the tenth hole, it's going to be a 2-horse race. And it's probably going to be number one and number two, and who's going to finish this thing off. And I just like the way both of them are playing, quite frankly. Adam Scott is 65-65 to get to the weekend. He's talking with confidence and, again, emotion, working his side a little bit to stay focused, to not lose that, you know, mental edge. We were talking about playing golf, and all of a sudden you're playing well, and all of a sudden you go, what the hell was that?
Yeah, that was me yesterday,
a couple
Keith.
Of shots, you just weren't paying attention.
Yeah,
you know?
I happened to mention it to Perry, and he's got to bring it up now.
Well,
it's great.
It's what we all experience in golf. The best players in the world do this, and I think focus is where the difference between putting the W and winning a major, or just a regular tour event for that matter, is it's going to be the difference factor. I think Adam Scott has that.
The robot.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have emotions.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You are the greatest. I always say that.
I appreciate it.
Not only the greatest producer, but the greatest author. I mean, Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In, Big Flies, The Flower Girl Murder, 3 completely different books, each one of them award-winning, each one of them great. And you get, you know, you come on our show.
That's right.
Wow. Anytime you call, I'm there. And, you know, the fourth book, and there is a Matthew Lawrence character
in
book number 4.
Oh, yeah. Nice. There we go.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, we'll talk to you hopefully at the Ryder Cup, because that'll be our next probably on live.
So. Yes. Yeah. If not before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Look
Thanks,
forward
pal.
To it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
okay.
Keith.
Enjoy
See
your
you.
Day.
You too.
Yep.
The great Keith Hirschlin. All right.
Nice.
We'll take
stuff.
A break. He's we'll take a break. See, that whole leaderboard thing in the truck, and
I didn't know about them manipulating
that's
the
what
position.
I mean see yeah. Just something else we've learned here on Backspin Golf. ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at frenchlick.com.
Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort, the only place in the country where you can play courses by 2 Hall of Fame designers on the same property. Our Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses offer 2 very different challenges. Experience them both and save with our Hall of Fame package. Our 2 historic hotels are unique as well. Cap it off with a fun visit to the French Lick Casino. Check us out online at frenchlick.com. Bring a group and save even more. Play legendary golf this season at French Lick Resort.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
To me, the most important word in the world is dignity. There are certain God-given rights to be fed, to have shelter, medicine, and clothing. When many of our clients come to us, they face the great risk of losing much of what they have, in some cases, losing everything. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In one instant, an accident, a natural disaster, or the intentional acts of others can threaten our dignity. Whether it's the loss of a paycheck, paying medical bills, enduring a life of pain and suffering, or a claim with your own insurance company, or a business dispute, and you can't afford to pay a lawyer by the hour, you only pay us if we recover for you. Let my firm fight for you, your family, and your dignity. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.com.
Offices Lexington. All right, listen up. Man of War Golf, best practice facility anywhere. But let's talk about custom club fitting. Man of War Golf is a top 100 club fitter in America as voted by Golf Digest. Hit it longer, help fix your slice or hook, shoot lower scores, get clubs fit for your swing by our PGA professionals. Hit real balls off great grass tees and see the ball fly through the air, not into a net. Visit the golf improvement experts at Man of War Golf.
When it comes to golf equipment and fitting, nobody knows golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf.
We've been fitting golfers for over 50 years.
Utilizing the latest in fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing on our GC2 launch monitors to help dial in your needs.
We'll measure your grip, club length, launch angle, and spin rate.
Then we'll find the right head, loft, and shaft to help you shoot lower scores. So come by today for your custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Hybrid Springwater and the Troubadour Concert Series turned the Castle on Versailles Road into the most amazing bluegrass concert venue in North America. August 23, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Bluegrass Concerts Under the Stars at the Castle. Visit woodsongs.com and click on the castle for details. Presented by Hybrid Springwater, Sheila Bay's Fine Jewelers, Bethany Hicks State Farm Insurance, and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Kentucky so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an extreme flash flood.
Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. Talk to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
Yesterday. What was that? Yesterday, 7:15 at Kearney Hill. Before anybody else. Nobody.
The dew sweeper.
Nobody anytime. Except me and Collie and the blue herons that were out. I have pictures. I'll show cool. you. We're so lucky. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Kearney Hill, Lakeside. I heard a very troubling rumor about Lakeside this past week, about things that they're thinking of doing over there with that golf course.
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll talk about it. Just our five great Lexington Park and Recs golf courses. And Kearney Hill is spectacular.
Yeah.
Just spectacular. Once again, I brought it to its knees.
Mm.
I'm going to have to move.
Yesterday? Was it 82?
83 yesterday.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
82 the time before.
Okay.
And it should have been a 71.
Exactly.
I left 11 shots out there on the golf course. Oh, boy. We had that discussion, too. Anyway, let's get back to Perry French, obviously, joining me. Let's get back to the discussion we were having during the break, because Keith Hirschland just talked to us about leaderboards and the producer gets discretion of mm-hmm. the pairings and how they are on the leaderboards and everything.
Right.
Bless you, Sean. And you, this is the beauty of live TV.
Radio.
We have guests. We have a studio audience in here today. Anyway, he mentioned about Tiger Woods being, he normally would be in the fourth to last group. Now he's in the third to last group. Stewart Cink and he have the same time. And all that stuff about when they signed, when they posted their score.
Yes, and he was referring to that, the fact that Stewart Cink tapped in, finished his round before Tiger did, and that by posting a score, the way it would be is that, you know, first in, last out.
Right. But what they were playing together, which is crucial.
Correct. So they were playing together, so they technically, they finished the round 18th hole at the same time, even though
Stewart Cink
tapped in before the other.
Look,
I'm here to tell you that a round is not completed until the scorecard is signed and turned in. You and I can play golf in the tournament.
Yeah.
And you may have a rules.
I make it 3, you make it 10. So you're still out there playing.
No, we finished and I've made a 10 because I have a ruling that I have to get to decide whether I made a 10 or a 9 or an 8.
Okay.
So I haven't signed my scorecard.
Right.
And I'm going to get a ruling. And you've signed your scorecard because yours is, and I've attested to it or whoever was marking and turned your scorecard in. You've posted your score.
Correct.
I have not.
Okay. But let's say they're playing in threesomes. Then all three guys go into the scorer's tent. They all sign their card at the same time.
Who knows?
No matter who
finished
first.
Unless you're sitting in the scorer's tent, who knows who turned the scorecard in first that was signed and attested? That's when your score is official. That's what I'm telling you. Tapping in, that's the only thing that Keith was an error about, is that the fact that he tapped in first and his round was over. It was over. But his score was not posted. So in the postings versus the pairings the next day, as we did see, and he alluded to that, TNT posted Tiger playing with Jason Day, and that was a bit assumptive in that scenario.
Assumptive.
And also, too, they could have if they both post their scores, turn their scorecards in, they played in the same group, they were sitting at the same scores table.
Right.
The guy who was handling the score, the official scorer, could have kind of shuffled the scores wrong, and Tiger's name was in front of...
Okay, see, now this brings up another point. Now bribery can become a part of this.
There's no bribery.
Oh.
It's TV.
I'm telling you. So somebody...
Third group out, fourth group out.
Somebody from CBS could go into that scorer's tent, slip the guy a $10 bill, say, make sure Tiger's name is
scores
here.
The scorecards are stacked and filed as they are turned in.
Yeah.
By their finished total for 54 holes of golf.
Okay. All right. Stop yelling at me. All right.
Not yelling. You're the one that's yelling.
No, I'm not. Does this sound like yelling to you?
No, very cordial.
Stop yelling at me. Okay. Now let's move into meaningless stats.
Yes.
The way things are posted. And Ben Kern.
Yeah.
Okay. You are a PGA professional. I think one of the most talented golfers of any PGA professional. Even though from the rumor I hear, you're not really playing like it right now.
I have
according to
windows
sources,
of really
I have.
Good play.
According to sources I
yes,
have.
Yes, I know.
Okay,
my
so
friend Justin is...
So I didn't mention names. Yeah, you're assuming. Yeah, I will not say that.
When you lose 3 matches in a row to them, they can start telling you that.
All right. So I think the greatest thing about the PGA Championship and the Wanamaker Trophy is that the lifeblood of golf, the PGA professional, there are spots in a major championship for them to play. 20 of them teed it up on Thursday. Only one is still playing on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And not only playing, shot 31, made the cut on the number with a birdie on 18 on Friday or Saturday morning, actually. And shot 31 on the front yesterday. He's like a folk hero. He wears one of those bucket hats that Jared Lyle wore. He's got the long sleeves to ward off the sun's rays, all that stuff. He looks like a club pro. I mean, he's out there.
Yeah.
And he's playing great. He's in the top 15. What was my point? Oh, we read a stat that said he will be the highest finishing club professional since Sam Snead in 1973.
Right.
Now, this is a perfect example of something that you read, and Perry immediately went, well, that's calling Sam Snead a club professional.
Right. But at that point in his career, he was a club professional.
1973. Sam Snead. Yeah, he was like 78
he'd
already, or something.
He'd won 62 times in the PGA right. Tour probably by then. But yeah, and he was working at a club as the pro emeritus, playing golf with the members, maybe doing some teaching and being, you know, paraded around as just what he was. A
right.
Legendary golfer who still could play golf. And at that time in 73, they hadn't even started the senior tour hadn't even started then. The
right.
1980.
He had nowhere to play.
So he was doing that. And listen, Ben is playing tremendous golf. It's just a testament to how good he's playing to be in the field, literally, and to be, you know,
right.
67, make the cut, shoot 67 the third round. Normally you make the cut, kind of you go let the air off and you shoot 80. You
right.
know,
yeah.
67, tremendous round. And the testament to what PGA golf professionals at all levels, from the ones that, you know, were working in the industry, teaching and running clubs every day and maybe playing just to be recreational and with their members and assisting them with their games, to
right.
the guys who are really good that continue to play and compete at the highest level. And so that's the neat thing about part of the PGA of America's, you know, overall in the game
yeah.
type of things that we do, and to compete at the highest level is certainly a small percentage of guys that can do that, and gals that can play
right.
at the high level. But most can say, wow, that's you know, I applaud him for being able to do both.
Absolutely.
And so,
and by the way, I said top 15. He's tied for 36.
Yeah, he's going to have, if he has a nice day today and plays it, you know, within that, you know, even par or a couple
right.
over, is going to have a great finish.
Yeah.
And
what a tournament
yeah.
for him.
Yeah.
And then he'll go back to being the club pro, but he'll be Paul Bunyan as opposed to. I mean, he won't just be be Ben Kern anymore.
No, he'll have a nice add to his resume, and people will know him. And if he's doing teaching, they'll come to him.
As a matter of fact, this coming week, I'm going to call and see if I can get a lesson from him.
Okay, good.
Because, as we were saying. You know what I need, though, and this, you always help me with this stuff, but you haven't been around me on the golf course. We haven't played together in a long time.
Right.
And when I need you most, you're not there. Like yesterday out at Kearney.
Uh-huh.
We talked about how being stupid. I'm talking about myself
okay,
here,
okay.
not you.
Okay,
no,
thank
you. No, you, but you would say stupid.
Mental mistakes, what I said.
Yeah, whatever. Being stupid is a cause of people getting upset on a golf course. And before we take a break, real quick, I'm in the front of the green, pins back left. I have maybe a long way to get to the hole. Mm-hmm. And my golf cart and my clubs are parked 20 yards away. I have a pitching wedge in my hand. I hit a perfect pitch to a pin that's 30 feet closer. So I come up short. Instead of going to the cart and getting, say, an 8-iron mm-hmm. where the ball's going to mm-hmm. release and roll mm-hmm. to the hole,
mm-hmm.
no, I can hit this shot with my pitching wedge. And then I end up making 5 instead of a par, and I get mad at myself because I'm stupid. This happens a lot on the golf course.
Mental mistakes are probably the biggest part of the game.
Yes.
At whatever level you're playing at.
Yes.
Whether you ruin a good round with that, or you make a round not more as enjoyable because
yes.
you start making mental mistakes, and the next one you do it again. And
right.
You
yeah.
find yourself in a pretty good quandary of making mistakes and you know, your round blows up on you. So it happens to the best of them, and it happens to us every day playing, and that's the challenge of golf. It's hard to stay. And again, if you had a caddy and you were right next to you, I might
yes.
say, Matthew, let's hit this 8-iron instead.
Yeah, well, you would have.
And that could change the accomplish. But that's what caddies do. They help coach and keep you in the game.
Right,
and,
it know, could, or I would probably have turned to you and said, no, I can do this with a pitching wedge.
We've seen that too, Kevin.
Yes,
Nall.
We have. All right. We're going to take a quick break, come back, wrap it up, because Dan and Mary Jo is coming up, and I love Mary Jo. She's not here today. I mean, I love Dan, too, but it goes without saying. But Jeff Drummond is here. I listened to them yesterday. They're pretty good. A little too good, actually. We'll take a break. Perry French sitting in PGA Championship Sunday. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
When it comes to golf equipment and fitting, nobody knows golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf. We've been fitting golfers for over 50 years.
Utilizing the latest in fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing on our GC2 launch monitors to help dial in your needs.
We'll measure your grip, club length, launch angle, and spin rate.
Then we'll find the right head, loft, and shaft to help you shoot lower scores.
So come by today for your custom fitting.
Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Champion Windows and Home Exteriors of Lexington is offering one free window with every two windows purchased and 20% off siding. Champion Windows and Home Exteriors also has specials on roofing, sunrooms, and doors. Check out their site at championwindow.com or call them at 1-888-4-CHAMPION to set up your free in-home estimate. Champion Windows and Home Exteriors of Lexington is offering one free window with every two windows plus 20% off siding. Call them at 1-888-4-CHAMPION or check them out on the web at championwindow.com. Champion Windows and Home Exteriors has been proudly serving the Lexington community since 1967.
All right, listen up. Man of War Golf, best practice facility anywhere. But let's talk about custom club fitting. Man of War Golf is a top 100 club fitter in America as voted by Golf Digest. Hit it longer, help fix your slice or hook, shoot lower scores, get clubs fit for your swing by our PGA professionals. Hit real balls off great grass tees and see the ball fly through the air, not into a net. Visit the golf improvement experts at Man of War Golf.
Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort, the only place in the country where you can play courses by two Hall of Fame designers on the same property. Our Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses offer two very different challenges. Experience them both and save with our Hall of Fame package. Our two historic hotels are unique as well. Cap it off with a fun visit to the French Lick Casino. Check us out online at FrenchLick.com. Bring a group and save even more. Play legendary golf this season at French Lick Resort.
Hi, I'm Josh Hicks with Hicks and Funson. I'm a United States Marine Corps veteran, a former police officer, and a graduate of the University of Kentucky College of Law. My law partner, Greg Funson, and I are experienced and driven to get the results you deserve, whether your claim involves a car or truck accident, slip and fall, or any other injury case. We have our finger on the pulse of Kentucky and are proud to serve the people of the country. Visit our website at honestfearless.com. Like our Facebook or Instagram at HFKY Lawyers. Hicks and Funson, honest, fearless.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
Thank you. All right, we only got a cut. Hey, what are you doing in here? You're not on yet. Dan Reefer does this all the time.
He has to get set up.
I don't care, but this is our time. It's not Dan and Mary Joe. It's Backspin Golf with his Cubs hat on and his stuff and his Cubs shirt. Get out of our studio. Anyway.
He's not yelling, though, just so you know. He's
not I'm not. Yeah. I'm a little caffeinated. Anyway, okay, we got about 2 minutes. Picks.
Yeah.
Picks.
Picks.
Pick to
I'm
win.
I'm going to go with Adam Scott to close this thing out and kind of put a finishing touch on a weekend that's emotionally charged for a lot of players out there.
Yes.
And for him first personally and for his kind of, I'm back, and I really wasn't gone, but we hadn't heard much, and he's 36.
Yes.
Family man now, got a lot of things calm in his life.
Yep.
I like that he's playing.
His swing is always been great. Yeah.
And again, I think he's in the spot to where
Masters champion. He has won a major. He's done it before. Yeah.
And I think he's probably the only one that has a chance. Really, I mean, I'd say why is the nines not in there? But John Rahm might come out of the show go deep because he did yesterday. But I'm going to go Scott.
Adam okay, Scott. All right. I'm going to go with. Now, this it would take a historic round today, but I think it's possible. He's 3 under. I think Dylan Fratelli. The PGA is great. Dylan Fratelli is going to shoot 57 today and win the All right. That whole Dylan Fratelli story, we didn't even get to that. Yeah. I'm going with... Hold on. Crap. You know what? I'm going with Adam Scott too.
Okay.
I'm going with him because I'm a big believer in this something the golf gods happening.
All right. I'm with you. Golf has a way to bring
to
a
do
lot,
that.
Bring all things in life together.
Beautifully said. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Seriously.
For having me. It's a lot of fun.
You're the greatest. Thanks, Sean. Stay tuned. It's Dan and Jeff. Not Dan and Mary Jo, Dan and Jeff. Thanks for listening. Backspin Golf, ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5 FM.